welcome to We the People. Earlier this evening, we have seen the man who has come to be known as the juvenile rapist convicted of a crime in the Nirbhaya December 16th gang rape case. Nirbhaya, whom we now can call Jyoti because her mother is calling her daughter by her name. Well, that man has been released from juvenile home and placed in the care of an NGO. However, the parents, accompanied by many people, have been protesting this decision. The Delhi Commission for Women has even approached the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court will be hearing this case tomorrow. Meneka Gandhi, minister in the government, is blaming the Rajya Sabha for stalling a new law that she says, had it been in place, may have yielded a different outcome. The law, of course, proposes that in the case of heinous crimes, such as the gang rape that we saw on the 16th of December a few years ago, the juvenile board will have the discretion to treat the perpetrator, if he or she is between the age of 16 and 18, as an adult. That option will be there. That law has been passed by the Lok Sabha and it is still awaiting scrutiny in the Rajya Sabha. On this program today, we'll be talking to Rajya Sabha MPs who oppose or rather have questions about the new law, and we'll be asking them why. Also, while it is a deeply emotional and sensitive subject, and of course we understand the pain that the parents of Jyoti, otherwise known as Nirbhaya, are going through, we will try and go beyond this particular case to ask a deeper question. Is the new law something that we should be welcoming, or is it ridden with dangers of its own? Before, of course, we come to our panel, a few moments ago, we had the protesters at India Gate, and Nirbhaya / Jyoti's parents were among them, actually being taken away by the police. They have been briefly detained, after which, of course, they will be allowed out of the police station. This is something that happened yesterday as well. And just before Jyoti's mother, Asha ji, left India Gate, we did talk to her, and I started by asking her, and you know, and it was disturbing to talk to her because she was crying almost through the interview, and I said to her that while we can see your pain, I started by asking her, do you hope through these protests that you're still conducting ki abhi bhi kuch badal sakta hai, ki aapki awaaz abhi bhi koi sun lega?
मैडम मैं क्या बोलूं, मैं तीन साल की लड़ाई आज हमारी नाकाम हो गई। मेरे को ये नहीं समझ आया कि सरकार को किस तरह की घटना, किस तरह को की क्राइम चाहिए, किसकी बलि चढ़ाएगी तब सरकार हमारी सरकार को सबक मिलेगा और इंसाफ मिलेगा। जिस तरह से ये बर्बरता किया था, इसको छोड़ दिया गया, तो हम क्या उम्मीद कर सकते हैं कि नहीं हमारी महिलाएं, हमारी बच्ची सुरक्षित होगी। आज एक बार फिर इंसाफ हार गया और क्राइम जीत गई।
जी, इंसाफ हार गया और क्राइम जीत गई, आशा जी आप कहते हैं, लेकिन हालांकि मुश्किल है आपसे इस समय बात करना, मैं आपका दर्द हम सब समझते हैं, लेकिन लोग ये भी कहेंगे आशा जी कि चार आदमी जो इसमें कन्विक्टेड थे उनको फांसी लगी है और एक जिसको नहीं लगी वो 18 साल की उम्र से नीचे था। तो जब लोग ये कहते हैं, क्योंकि कुछ लोगों को लगता है कि ये ठीक है, तो आप उनसे क्या कहेंगे, क्योंकि चार लोगों को हम भूलना नहीं चाहते, फांसी भी लगी है।
नहीं, मुझे अब उम्मीद नहीं है। अगर कोई सुना होता तो मैं कल शाम से ही चिल्ला रही हूँ, शाम से ही सबको रिक्वेस्ट कर रही हूँ कि कुछ तो करो, लेकिन अब मुझे उम्मीद नहीं है। चाहे रोड पे महिलाएं मरे, बच्चियां मरे, लेकिन इतना हमारे समाज को समझ लेना चाहिए कि हमारी सरकार हमारे लिए कुछ नहीं कर सकती, हमारे कानून हमें इंसाफ नहीं दे सकती, मुजरिमों को सपोर्ट कर सकती है। मैं देख रही हूँ कि पूरी कायनात एक मुजरिम के बचाने के लिए इकट्ठी हो गई है, लेकिन हमारे सरकार को ये नहीं समझ आ रहा है कि जो हम बाहर बिलख रहे हैं, जो हमारे बच्चियां बर्बाद हो रही हैं, वो भी उनकी जिम्मेवारी बनती है। तो मैं अब किसी से कुछ उम्मीद नहीं कर सकती। मुझे तो अब डर है कि क्या पता वो चार बंद हैं इसी की तरह, उसको भी छोड़ेंगे कि क्या करेंगे। ये तो अभी पहला है
जी। तो आप कह रहे हैं कि जो जिनको फांसी लगी है वो भी आपको लगता है कि अब उनको छोड़ा जा सकता है, लेकिन सुप्रीम कोर्ट में मामला कल आ रहा है, पार्लियामेंट में भी कानून बदल सकता है, तो हो सकता है अभी भी कुछ बदले।
पता नहीं मैडम, जब आज छूट गए तो कल सुनवाई होके ही क्या करेगी। मुझे तो नहीं लगता है कि वो सुनवाई होगी और दोबारा वो जेल में आएगा, मुझे नहीं लगता।
आखिर में मैं आपसे बोलूंगी, हालांकि आपको लगेगा कि मैं एकेडमिक सवाल पूछ रही हूँ, लेकिन ये शो का आज मुद्दा है कि लोग ये भी कहते हैं कि जो 18 साल की उम्र से नीचे हो वो हमारे कानून के मुताबिक अभी भी बच्चा बच्चा माना जाता है, तो इसके बारे में जब लोग ये कहते हैं और कहते हैं कि इसलिए कानून नहीं बदलना चाहिए कि वो 18 साल की उम्र से नीचे जो हो वो बच्चा है, आप क्या कहेंगे?
देखिए, वो लोग जो कहते हैं ऐसा कि बच्चे के साथ नहीं हो सकता, या तो उनके पास बच्ची नहीं होगी, या तो वो अपने कुर्सी पे रहने के लिए ऐसे कर रहे हैं, या तो पब्लिसिटी के लिए कर रहे हैं। लेकिन जिस तरह से वो कह रहे हैं कि 18 साल के बच्चों के लिए कानून नहीं होता, मैं उनसे यही पूछना चाहती हूँ कि क्या 18 साल बच्चों के लिए, 2 साल की बच्चियां रेप करने के लिए होती हैं? आज हमारा समाज, हमारा सरकार इतना गिर गया है कि मेरे मुंह से ये उगलवा रहा है कि हाँ बच्चियों के साथ रेप होता है, बलात्कार होता है। हमारा सरकार बिल्कुल गिर गई है
जी। और आप सबसे ज्यादा नाराज आप किससे हैं? सबसे ज्यादा इस समय ओके, वी विल लीव इट देयर। सो एंड ऑब्वियसली डिस्ट्रॉट मदर, एंड व्हाइल हर इमोशन इज वेरी वेरी अंडरस्टैंडेबल, वी डू एक्चुअली वांट टू ट्राई एंड मूव बियॉन्ड दैट इमोशन टुडे टू ट्राई एंड लुक एट व्हाट आर द क्वेश्चंस अबाउट द लॉ that are in fact raised. And before I get the politicians and the lawyers in, Shivam, I want to start with you, because we heard a very emotional response from the mother, which is absolutely understandable, and this was of course just before they were taken away by the police. But you actually wrote a piece saying you believe that this man, who has come to be known as the juvenile rapist, should be given another chance by society. Why do you say that?
Well, I spoke to NGOs and activists who work on juvenile justice, and the big question is, why do we in the first place have a separate Juvenile Justice Act and a separate legal system for juveniles, not just in India but across the world? Why? And the answer is that it's easier to bring children into crime. In this case, for instance, he was a street child who was brought into crime by the driver Ram Singh, and easily more influenced to commit acts of crime. For the same reason, they're also easier to be brought outside of crime and reformed and rehabilitated. If you start sending 17-year-olds to Tihar jail for 10 years, 20 years, the chances are much greater that they will become criminals for life.
And therefore, you're saying it's not just about this one particular case. For you, it's about hardening young people.
Absolutely. You know, I think the danger is that we may take this case and come to conclusions that may have unintended consequences.
Yeah.
For instance, the largest number, I'm told by these activists who work on juvenile justice, the largest number of cases that come are 16 to 18 year olds having consensual sex. But because the age of consent in India is 18 and not 16, they are charged
with kidnapping. But this is not consensual sex. This is a gang rape with iron rods being thrust out into the private parts of a young woman who dreamt of this particular case.
The Juvenile Justice Board's judgment is confidential, and that's why not many have read it. The Juvenile Justice Board judgment 1 finds that the evidence that this guy did what you said, that he shoved the rod, that he did the most brutal things, is false. Yeah. The Delhi police in his charge sheet did not even make this claim. Mm. Only in the media was this claim made. This guy, what the Juvenile Justice Board found, was present with the five of them, taken by them, asked by them to call in passengers, and therefore because of criminal conspiracy, because he was part of it, that's why he's been accused of that, he convicted.
So you're not by the evidence. Shaina, quick response.
That, you know, you're talking about statistics. Look at the statistics of juveniles who are involved in murder, rape, all kinds of atrocities against women, and you will see this escalation. When Menaka Gandhi talked about this amendment, it wasn't the most popular stand that she took. But when you debated and you saw the statistics in front of you, you realize that times have changed and juveniles are hardcore criminals too, and they need to be dealt with separately.
No, I've been given statistics by NGOs and activists who say the juvenile rapes and murders actually fall in.
So let me actually go through some of the statistics. Let me go through some of the statistics that we do have, and these are objective statistics from the National Crime Records Bureau, and 1.2%. Only 1.2% of all crimes in India, China, are committed by juveniles.
These are the reported crimes.
Let me just take you all through the figures, and then you can all respond. 1.2%, somewhere there, of all India crimes committed by juveniles. However, this is important for our discussion. 70% of these are committed by people between 16 to 18. So both of these statistics, there are shades of truth in what both of you are saying. 70% of juvenile crimes are committed by those between 16 and 18, which is really the age group we're addressing here. But before we start imagining all juvenile criminals to be, you know, responsible for the lawlessness in our country, only 1.2% of all crimes are committed by juveniles. Almost or little under 6% of rapes. 6% of rapes are committed by juvenile offenders. However, there is also a study, one that Menaka Gandhi quotes in the Rajya Sabha, saying there's a 30% increase in juvenile offences. Yes. But on the other hand, another study by an NGO that says one in every 8 juvenile offenders is an orphan. Now, I am putting these figures out because I want to acknowledge here that we're having a complex debate. And we're having a complex debate where even my emotion is with the mother. As a woman, my emotion is with the mother. But my head is telling me, okay, hang on, just let's think about this. Ishkaran is a co-petitioner in the case.
I was in the juvenile court.
Yes.
Then we went to the Supreme Court. I saw the juvenile there.
Yeah.
Very interestingly, I had also come to the court for a first time in a juvenile case.
Yeah.
There is a cause list outside the court.
Yeah.
So one day we just took a snapshot of the cause list.
Yeah.
Out of 15 matters listed, almost 10 to 12 were heinous matters. Rape, dacoity, murder.
But I've taken you through the heinous crimes figures. I've taken you through the heinous crime figures.
For juveniles.
Rapes. Since we are talking about a rape, 5.9% of rapes in India are committed by juveniles.
No, I'm talking about certain stats. If juvenile is committing crime,
yeah,
what sort of crime is he committing? Getting a point. So dacoity, murder, in the cause list outside the court, supposing juveniles are doing 1.2% of the crime.
Yeah.
How many of them are small crimes, you know, stealing somebody's lunch money, slapping somebody, assault, and how many are heinous crimes? That's a completely different thing.
So a lot of crimes there were heinous crimes
where protecting a child is important, but protecting the society is also equally important.
So I think here's the question for us. And let me take this to Shireen Miller. Shireen, if there is a heinous crime, what does Menaka's law actually want?
Exactly.
And, you know, now we could, you know, see it debated soon in the Rajya Sabha. Menaka Gandhi is only arguing that in the case of a heinous crime, like the one we saw in Asha and Badri's daughter, the juvenile board should have the discretion to determine whether this offender should be tried as an adult or as a child. Not necessarily, not automatically, but only after making an assessment of the offender. Why is this problematic?
Well, it's problematic because...
Because the juvenile offender, for example, in this case was 17.
No.
He was not 15 or 14 or 30. I think you said it. 17 and?
6 months.
17 years old, 6 months. Okay.
There always has to be a cutoff, and the child rights law, the law of the land, does say 18. So we stick with 18. But there is also a reason for that. Like, it's not surprising that 70% of crimes within the juvenile age group or with the children's age group is committed at this stage, because adolescence is such a stage, and there has been a lot of scientific evidence to show that's the stage when they are prone to risky behavior, they are more prone to peer pressure, and they are more prone to do these kinds of things, and generally in gangs. And as someone said,
but can
said
we
before,
really say that at 17 or 6 months they're not responsible for their choices, but
no,
at 18 they
no,
are?
No, no. Yeah, well, you make a cutoff, right?
Yeah.
That is the law, and 18 is when we say that they are children. But One of the things is what you were asking was that why should they not be tried as adults? It's very important that we have another system because of their kind of, because of where their mental state, their emotional state, and because we want to, with the law, give people and especially
so talk about this particular case,
like
you know, one of the things that Shivam wrote was that that child rights activists are skeptical about coming on these debates because they find themselves pitted against the pain of the raw pain of Ashaji, which we just heard. But the fact of the matter is, you have to be able to convince her, because look at her last answer to me. Look at her last answer to me. I did try and ask her this question, and she said people who are saying this either don't have children or are doing this for publicity. From where she's placed, she doesn't get this. This is all academic nonsense.
I am a mother. I heard that, and I feel her pain. But it's extremely unfair, and I would say that I feel the media has really, for the first time, I mean, I feel media is a very strong ally to take out these social issues and causes. But this whole situation has been hyped out of proportion. I'm so glad you brought these figures into grief, and also her grief, the mother's grief. If that happened to my daughter, I wouldn't be able to think straight, really. But you're not able to make those become abstract because the emotion is so raw, as it would be. So it would be unfair to expect her to think about the wider issues of society, the wider issues of juvenile. But we have to think about that. Okay. We cannot be changing a law, throwing young people into jail, where they will only become more hardened criminals. We will have a more violent society, not a less one.
Kishwar, I'm already seeing hands go up, and we're going to be hearing from the Delhi Commission for Women, Swati Maliwal, in a moment from now. You actually wrote a piece arguing the exact opposite of Shivam. You said that this is an absolute insult. Insult to Jyoti's memory. This means a denial of justice, which is pretty much what you heard her mom saying just minutes
ago.
But look at what Shireen is saying. Are you convinced?
No, not at all. Because I think anything to do with gender, and you look at any country anywhere in the world, it takes a long time to change the laws. It takes a long time. And this sort of protest, believe me, has taken place probably in every country in the world before. For example, in the UK, now you're looking at laws which treat 16-year-olds as adults because they've understood that children these days get sexualized extremely young. They are thinking like adults. They're behaving like adults. And when they commit heinous crimes, really terrible crimes, and need to be treated like adults. And we need to catch up with the rest of the world because we are living in a globally connected world. So therefore, to think that anybody who's under the age of 18 cannot think, behave, or do these kind of acts because he is a young man.
Shivam, quick intervention.
And I also say that right now, we are actually being very offensive by saying he's a juvenile. He's a 21-year-old
man. He's 21 now,
I'm saying juvenile for reference, because by the law we can't name him.
Yes.
So that everybody understands who we're talking about.
Yes.
He's no longer a juvenile. He was 17 years, 6 months when he was arrested. Yeah. Shivam, quick comment.
If we have to lower the age from 18 to 16 for crime to treat him as an adult, then we must also lower the age of voting to 16, to the age of consent, and the age of drinking alcohol. You cannot say that for crime we will treat you as an adult, but for voting or consensual sex we will treat you as a juvenile.
But on the other hand, the reverse would also be true. If we say at 18 we are old enough to vote, 18 we are old enough to drink, then we can't argue then, Shivam, the opposite side as well. Alright, Derek O'Brien is with us as well. I'm going to go to him in a moment. Shireen, quick comment.
Well, the juvenile system thing is, we have to give a chance for this juvenile system that we have in this country to work. We have not invested in it to work. The system itself allows for differential treatment in case of very violent crimes, but we haven't used
but
that.
Then you have it's to have
there is a
mechanism as rehabilitation,
yes, exactly,
which has reformed built into it.
And where
you
is
cannot
prevented?
Have it in the present system.
But
so
there
you have to change
law.
But
okay,
hang on.
Now, to give context, we'll be hearing from the Delhi Commission of Women Chairperson in a moment from now. But Derek, the reason that it is so important to hear you right now on this program, and Shaina, this is important for your party, is that Menaka Gandhi says that those who stalled her law in the Rajya Sabha are responsible for the fact that a man like the one who was released today was able to be released. He has been placed in the care of an NGO. You missed a few minutes ago the mother breaking down in tears and saying, I have lost hope. I now believe even the four men who were convicted and sentenced to death for the gang rape of my daughter, maybe the system will find some way to allow them to walk free as well. I'm completely heartbroken. My 3-year fight has come to absolutely nothing. And those who talk about those, you know, under 18s being bachas, either don't have children of their own, don't have a heart, or are doing this for publicity. Now, Derek, you came on my show right after this rape happened and very bravely spoke about your own experience as being a victim of child sexual abuse. It was extraordinarily brave of you and I applauded you for that. But because you are a victim of child sexual abuse, I'm unable to comprehend why you've taken the position you have on resisting Menaka's new law.
No, we haven't taken any position as yet. And the first thing, two things I need to get out of the way. One is my flight was late, that's why I was late.
Okay.
Secondly, on Nirbhaya's mother, that is impossible to understand what's going on in her mind. Mm-hmm. So that part I think we should leave out because none of us will be able to experience what she is experiencing now. So I think to be fair to her, let's leave that out and let's not try and frame laws for an individual. We look at the bigger picture.
But we did frame We framed a new rape law after this case. Yeah.
Our position on this is that there are lots of good things about this new bill. Now, when you talk about Menaka's bill, as in Menaka Gandhi's bill, I'm not sure which bill you're talking about. Are you talking about the current bill? Because the 2000 Act is also Menaka Gandhi's.
No, I'm talking about the bill that was passed in the Lok Sabha just now, the amendments that she wants,
which
allow for someone between 16 to 18 who commits a heinous crime to be treated as an adult.
Let me go above politics and tell you what the position is on this.
Yes.
You know, no one is trying to delay the law. My own party's position is that we still don't know. We still are not at a stage to go 16 or 18. We are listening to a lot of people who are coming and talking to us, and it's not an easy decision. It's not an easy decision at all. And I think the Lok Sabha bill, which has been passed, it's not automatic, it's going to be passed in the Rajya Sabha. There are very many issues, Barkha. There are some good things about what the bill was passed in the Lok Sabha. You know, for one, the adoption process, which the missionaries of charity didn't like. But I still think that's a very good part of the bill. Hmm. I mean,
we're here on the heinous crimes aspect. It existed
in the past legislation as well. The
adoption Let's come to what we're talking about.
Yes, Barkha. I think we need to relook maybe at the 2000 Act.
Yeah.
But passing in haste will be a problem.
How is it?
Please, I'll tell you where the problem. I'll tell you there are lots of issues. For example. Let's not make it into a 16 into 18 debate. There are other issues as well. Let me give you a couple
of... That's the key one.
No, there are other issues in the bill. Selling a child or giving a child narcotics. Firstly, I think everyone should read the bill and not only read the media. Because there are two bills here which need deep study, which need domain experts. You have to listen to everyone. It's not a magic formula where you bring the age down and everything will be solved.
Okay, so why don't you debate it in parliament?
Yeah.
We want to see you guys working.
Ma'am, that's a very nice thing you've said.
It's not a nice thing. They're very angry out here. We're not being nice.
We're not about debating it in parliament.
I agree. We should deliberate, legislate.
For two sessions.
The problem is what?
Let me tell you.
The problem is, there's no politics. The principal opposition party and the government have to get together.
Okay,
forget.
We don't want to discuss politics.
I'm not discussing politics.
We don't want to discuss party politics. I have a question to you.
My simple question.
Can you answer
my question? Pass this bill in. We passed the bill in Lok Sabha.
Can you please answer
my
question?
We need to listen to more opinions before we do anything else. Yes.
It's on one aspect of the bill. Yes, there's more to it. The most contentious aspect of the bill, which child rights activists are resisting, but a lot of others are saying must go through, is that if we have a December 16th kind of gang rape as we had in the Nirbhaya case, then if the perpetrator is aged 17 and a half, he should not be allowed to walk out of 3 years into an NGO. Do you agree that that option should exist with the juvenile board? Or do you believe, like Shireen here or Shivam or others, that it should not?
I think it's not so black and white. Barkha, I'll tell you very honestly, and I can speak for my own party, I cannot speak for anybody else, and my own view is that it is not so black and white. We still need to listen. There are two distinct views here.
Yes.
And I'm sure in your studio also there are two distinct views. and it's not about Harbhajan and taking a decision.
Yeah.
With all due respect, you have there are very strong views for 16, there are very strong views for 18, and we cannot legislate in haste. We cannot do cowboy constitutionalism with legislation. We have to. And my suggestion is, don't delay it further. My suggestion is, here's a concrete suggestion.
Why don't you all stop quarrelling and have
a debate? We are not quarrelling. Barkha, let me make two non-quarrel. Yeah. We are not quarrelling. We want the house to run. I'm giving you a solution here and now. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we've got 3 days of parliament. Okay?
Yeah.
We have moved a resolution. Let everybody else agree to that. That you send this bill to a select committee Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. One second. No faffing around for 6 months. Give the select committee 1 month, maximum 6 weeks. Bring the bill back after the select committee in February, March, and then do what you
do. Meanwhile, a lot of young girls would have been raped by them.
No, listen. Yeah. We cannot do law on Twitter. We cannot do law on Facebook. Please don't tell us about this. We need to listen. Barkha, there are some issues on the bill. Please, I want to use this platform, or you use it in some other way. Besides 16 and 18, there are some good things about the bill. There are some not so good things about the bill.
We will come to those in a moment, Derek. But at the moment, what has happened, because your flight landed late, is that the parents of Jyoti, Urf Nirbhaya, have been protesting. Yes. They were taken away by the police. We had a heartbreaking response and interview with Asha ji. And I understand, Derek, and I think this is a conflict between emotion and deeper thought. Yeah. There's an emotional instinct, and I think all of us emotionally would say, my God, she's right. And then there are all the other questions that follow that emotion. Yeah. Shaina, quick response
there. Just very quickly. Yeah. Legislation also needs to change with times. Yes. We can all sit here and debate about adolescence and what you go through and the changes, etc., but also the serious repercussions in the days to come. And unless you have a deterrent and you have fear of law, unless you have a functional Rajya Sabha where you have members of parliament actually sitting, deliberating, discussing, we've wasted 7 months.
You don't need to pass something so complicated in a hurry.
Okay,
Satvik, you wanted to come in on a point of law. Yeah.
I think, you know, as a lawyer, all of us, we respect the rule of law. The law is what it stands for today. I don't think anybody, either in the studio or outside, has any sympathy for the juvenile. But the law at the time as it existed was that he can only serve a maximum of 3 years in a juvenile board.
Yes.
Even if this law had changed, I think this is something that needs to be clarified because it's come up.
It will not apply retrospectively.
It will not apply. Yeah. There is a constitutional protection given to him under the Constitution, Article 20.
But the mother may have felt. Now let's see it from her point of view. The mother may have felt maybe this man has walked, but no other man like him will.
And I agree. That interview is heart-wrenching.
Yeah.
It is distressing. I cannot even sympathize with her enough because I don't know what she's going through.
Yeah.
However, right after the Delhi gang rape case, we had the Shakti Mills case in Bombay.
Also involving a minor. Yes.
There has been, and I think it's important for us to note, that there has been an exception that the Supreme Court has made in the Bombay blast case, where a 17-year-old, three-month boy was charged as an adult. And in that particular case, the Chief Justice at the time had opined, saying that the Juvenile Justice Act does not trump the TADA Act, which was a special legislation.
So, Satvik, why couldn't that have been done? Why couldn't the judge have done that here?
Barkha,
I think that's the question the mother is asking.
Barkha, and everyone going a step further. Yeah. I am saying that under the current bill that has been passed, there should not even be a subjectivity given to the board. Mm-hmm. Just as other countries like the US and the UK, there are also signatories to the UN Convention of Rights and the Beijing Rules, they have exceptions carved out for heinous crimes. India should also exactly. have an exception caste card for Indian crimes. And we should not leave that to the subjective assessment of a board. Because again, that is for this particular kid, if there is a heinous crime and if it's between 16 to 18, there should be an exception carved out.
So you believe that an exception should be there?
I absolutely
believe. And I heard Shireen saying it should not be there. Can we just hear briefly from actually Swati Maliwal? Because we have to also remember there's a case coming up in the Supreme Court tomorrow. And it's interesting, Satwik, the example you point out, because, you know, our law is so judge specific. It really depends on what the judge, a particular judge feels. So just a quick response from Swati Maliwal, the head of the Delhi Commission for Women, who's in the Supreme Court tomorrow, asking for an exception to be made in this case, which, Satwik, you're saying can't be made. But that's what the petition is about. Swati, what are the options your commission is exploring at this moment?
I think yesterday was a big day because the Supreme Court opened at 11 p.m. in the night, and it was decided to list this matter on Monday, that is tomorrow. And I'm extremely hopeful that when the Supreme Court takes cognizance of all the facts, that we will be bringing it to its notice. I'm sure that some kind of a favorable decision will come so that this man doesn't walk free. Because the facts on the board are quite a bit. If you see the High Court order, it very clearly says that there's nothing on record as to what kind of a reformation has this man gone through. So the Delhi Commission of Women has sought this relief from the Supreme Court, that until you know what kind of a reformation has this man gone through, how can you release him? Also, the Juvenile Justice Act is extremely clear that it talks about reformation. But in that act, there is a clause that within 3 years, this man has to move out. Of course, this seems to be a little contrary, because how can one be very sure what kind of a magic bullet has been discovered that actually allows that within 3 years, and under all circumstances, will this man be reformed? So we are asking the Supreme Court to strike away this particular clause in the Juvenile Justice Act, which says that under all circumstances, without even ascertaining whether that man has been reformed or not, this man has to be released.
Okay, one more question to you, and then I'll take it back to the studio, Swati. Her parents are completely heartbroken. Her mother on this program said she believes her three-year fight has come to nothing. And she believes that now that he has been released and placed in the care of an NGO, there is, even if the law were to change going forward, it cannot apply to this particular rapist, that we cannot actually take him back into any kind of custody, not even into the juvenile home. So how are you looking at that in your petition?
No, I don't think so, because actually the petition tomorrow that is going to be heard is about this particular man's custody, about extending his custody. So firstly, one is not sure whether this man has been released and all, because there is absolutely no credible source to confirm that. And secondly, even if this man has been moved to some kind of an NGO, he's definitely under the protection of the police. I'm quite sure about that, because the matter is sub judice, and because it has to be listed tomorrow, the Supreme Court of the country, the highest court of the country, is now going to be taking cognizance into this matter. Unless we have a decision tomorrow, I really don't think this man can be released.
All right,
and
so
can walk free.
Thank you, Swati. Very different perspective. They're coming from the Delhi Commission for Women, who believes that actually, Satwik, you said this can't be applied retrospectively. She's going to argue in court that it can. She believes that the police is still watching this man. The question still arises, what does this mean for other juveniles? Derek said something very, very important. Derek says something very important, that the law can't be framed on the basis of one case, no matter how heartrending it is. So I want to speak to somebody who actually did commit a crime that some could call heinous when he was under the age of 18, but today sees himself as living a new life. I have here Rajesh. Rajesh ji, aap kitni umar ki hai?
Abhi to filhal 23 saal hai. 24 saal ka ho jaunga 13 January ko. 13 जनवरी को 24 साल का हो जाऊंगा मैं।
आप जब 10 साल की उम्र के थे, आप घर से भाग गए?
जी, पापा नशा करते थे मेरे, ड्रग्स लेते थे पापा, मम्मी कोठी में काम करती थी, तो वो पैसे मांगते थे उनसे, वो मना कर देती थी, हमारे को भी पालना था ना उनको, इसलिए मना कर देती थी। एक दिन उनको बाहर निकाल दिया, घर से भगा दिया। दो बहन थी, वो भी छोटी छोटी थी, फुटपाथ पे आ गए हम लोग, फुटपाथ पे रहने लग गए।
कितनी उम्र की पे आप फुटपाथ पे रहते थे? 10-12 साल की?
10-11 साल का था उस टाइम। तो बाहर ही फिर मेरे को यार दोस्त मिल गए, बाहर दोस्त यार मिल गए मेरे को, बेकार यार दोस्त थे, उनके साथ मैं फिर नशा करने लग गया। नशा करने के बाद फिर पता नहीं होता था मैं क्या कर रहा हूँ, मुझे ये नहीं पता होता था, मैं क्राइम भी करता था नशे में।
और 15 साल की उम्र में आपने किसी को स्टैब करने की कोशिश की, यू अटेम्प्टेड टू किल समवन। हो सकता है आपने सोचा नहीं कि आप उनको मार देंगे, लेकिन आपने क्या किया, चाकू लिया, क्या किया?
मेरे हाथ में चाकू था, हम 2-3 लड़के थे, तो वो फोन चला रहा था। मैंने यार इसके
कौन फोन चला रहा था,
वो लड़का था एक, उसके पास फोन था, पैसे ऐसे भी थे उसके पास, तो हमने 2-3 लड़कों ने पकड़ लिया उसको, उसके चाकू वाकू लग गया, हम मार के भग गए फिर उसको, फिर पुलिस ने पकड़ लिया था मार को, जेल हो गई मेरे को। जेल होने के बाद फिर आया था, देखा था, बहन थी
वो, आदमी बच गया कि मारा गया?
वो जिंदा है ये आदमी।
तो आपने जब चाकू निकाल के मारा, आपको लग रहा था कि आप किसी आदमी का मर्डर भी कर सकते हैं?
मेरे को बिल्कुल भी नहीं पता था, मेरे को ये नहीं पता था मैं करके आ रहा हूँ, मैं नशे में इतना ज्यादा नशे में था, मेरे को बिल्कुल भी नहीं पता था कि मैं करके आ रहा हूँ, जब मर जाएगा या नहीं मर जाएगा।
ये जो चोट है आपके मुंह पे, ये उसी झगड़े से हुई?
जी ये तो दूसरे झगड़े में हुई थी, पहले भी झगड़ा हो गया था मेरा।
तो आप इन झगड़ों में पड़ते रहते थे, आपने एक आदमी को चाकू मारा, वो बाल बच गया, अब आप क्या करते हैं, क्योंकि आपको एक दूसरा मौका जिंदगी से मिला। यहाँ पर चर्चा ये चल रही है कि 18 साल की उम्र का कोई, जिस तरह से आपने काम किया, या रेप करे या मर्डर करे या अटेम्प्ट टू मर्डर करे, तो उसको उसी तरह की सजा मिलनी चाहिए जैसे कि कोई 18 साल की ऊपर की उम्र का करे तो। लेकिन आपको जिंदगी ने एक और मौका दिया, आप अपने आप को क्या आज अलग आदमी मानते हैं, रिफॉर्म मानते हैं?
नहीं जी, सब एक जैसे दूसरे हैं वैसे ही समझता हूँ मैं अभी अपने आप को, लेकिन अभी तो समाज ने खैर पता नहीं मेरे को अपसेट किया नहीं किया, खैर अब जैसे मैं बना हूँ, जैसे मैं इस लाइन से निकला हूँ, मेरे को नई जिंदगी मिली है, और भी लड़के हैं, बहुत सारे लड़के हैं मेरे साथ निकले हैं अभी एनजीओ में, एसपीवाई में, एनजीओ में ही रहता हूँ मैं, वहीं पर ही रहता हूँ बच्चों के साथ, बहुत लड़के हैं जो मेरी वजह से भी, तीन मेरी वजह से भी काफी लड़के निकले कि हाँ भाई, जे भाई निकला है तो हम क्यों नहीं निकल सकते।
तो आप लगता है आपको जैसे उम्मीद मिली, बाकियों को भी मिलनी चाहिए?
हाँ जी, मिलनी चाहिए,
जिंदगी में दूसरा मौका मिलना चाहिए,
मिलना चाहिए।
डॉक्टर राजेश, यू नो हिम वेरी वेल, एंड थैंक यू राजेश जी, यू आर बोथ राजेश, सो इट्स अ बिट कंफ्यूजिंग द रिफॉर्म एस्पेक्ट, यू नो tomorrow somebody could argue, now I think it's very brave of him, thank you for allowing him to share his story, but tomorrow somebody could argue that even a grown up adult rapist can reform himself. And as a woman, I'd find it very difficult to, I'm being very candid, rape is the one thing that I can't actually be reasonable about, you know, my rationality tends to go, and I think a lot of women feel that. Now in this case there's an attempt to murder that's being spoken about, he believes he's reformed. Would you say that tomorrow about any crime? Would you say that about this man who's walked out today to be placed in an NGO for a gang rape?
See, I'm not talking about about that particular child, but we have treated around 1,000 kids, and those 1,000 kids, out of around 1,000, not a single child has given us any trouble, trust me. And he, and there are at least 700 to 800 kids, I can show you on record, that they have really reformed. The problem is which we do not understand. The kids are on the street. They are sexually exploited. They are part of the gang. Police will force them to commit crime. Now, society is ready.
And then we don't worry about them. And we worry about them only when they commit a crime.
Hang kar do.
Sara,
इस बेचारे को निकलने में, it's not बेचारा, इसको बाहर निकलने में कितना कितनी मेहनत लगी. And now he has helped his sister to get married. बहन की शादी होगी ना? और अब ये पूरे फैमिली का ख्याल रखा हुआ है, और ऐसे हजारों बच्चे हैं, हजारों बच्चे. एक मिनट, जस्ट वन सेकंड, लेट मी फिनिश. प्लीज ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड, इफ द किड्स, दोज हु आर 7 and 8 and 9, दे आर ऑन ड्रग्स, दे आर ऑन स्मैक, नाउ हु वी आर गोइंग टू,
शायद आर यू कन्विंस्ड? हियर इज द क्वेश्चन, इफ चिल्ड्रन, इफ फॉर एग्जांपल दिस मैन इज गेटिंग रेडिकलाइज्ड, एज इश्कर एंड डॉक्टर स्वामी हैज आर्ग्यूड इन कोर्ट, whose fault is it that he's getting radicalized? He's in a juvenile home. It's the juvenile home's fault. They are all accountable. They are all responsible.
Brilliant NGOs such as this continue to work in that space. So it's not as if they're not rescuing juveniles or rescuing them in time. But the ones who are beyond repair and who commit dastardly acts such as Nirbhaya's have to be treated. That has to be treated like a heinous crime.
This guy in the Nirbhaya case is beyond repair.
Okay, I'm going to take a few questions. I'm going to take a few questions. Yes.
Yeah. So we're talking about the age group is 16 to 18. Why even have such a cutoff? we already have a JGB deciding on the merit, basic merit of the case. Yeah. So why even have a cutoff? The same, for example, Rajesh exactly. reformed. The same person could be a 33-year-old person who commits crime.
The answer to that, the answer to that is even the 2000 Act has a JGB. How many states in India have formed a JGB?
Absolutely right.
Five,
exactly.
five, six states.
Thank you.
So please understand,
exactly.
you have an act, you have the rules. In implementation of the rules, if you mess it up, where six states in the country have a JGB, and now you're going to give them more JGB. See, I'm not getting in. There are merits and demerits, as I said, both sides. For example, what the doctor was saying, what is the, and I'm not here for 16 or 18, we're still not decided.
But you're still not taking a position
on
that.
Because it's
one of the moot points.
One of the moot points, I'll give you an example, to be on the doctor's side.
Yeah.
What guarantee will you give me with international examples that the repeat offender rate will come down? Please tell me that. What guarantee will you give me? The question I want to leave behind is, what are we creating laws for? For penalty or for reform?
Yes.
Let's ask ourselves.
Yeah. That's
please, I make a request, Barkha. When this bill comes in Rajya Sabha, I can promise you the first task we have is to let everyone get off and take off their political hats and debate this on the
Absolutely.
Issue.
I agree.
Just want to say one thing. I think nobody in this audience or in this country is against reform. We all would like to see reform and rehabilitation. As of now, we're looking at the present situation. As of now, you said yourself that the juvenile boards don't work properly. Nobody in this country is really looking at the issue of reform. Right now, we are talking about this particular case, which can impact many cases which come up till the country gets its act together. So the point we are making is that let's take this as an example, and laws have been changed on the basis of one case.
Yeah.
Now this guy did
the
something.
The rape law changed on the basis of this case.
How do we know?
Irrespective of offense, there is a blanket immunity or there is a conditional immunity.
I think that's the
in
point.
16 to 1
second, that's a good point.
In 16 to 18, there is still a conditional immunity. And no Western country in the world, I'm saying, gives you a blanket immunity. Tell me one country which gives you a blanket immunity below 18.
Shireen,
take that
question.
You're off.
Shireen.
But one country in the world.
Let Shireen answer.
What I try to say, there are countries.
One country, name it.
There are countries.
Blanket immunity.
No, there's no blanket immunity. And I, 1 minute.
Let us speak now, please.
And I really feel actually really sort of shocked and saddened and then scared, because what are we talking about? Do we want to put our young people into prisons?
Yes.
These are kids who are in Delhi itself.
The new bill proposes that if you are, if the juvenile board decides it's a heinous crime, that till you're 21, you will not be put in a prison,
exactly.
even if you're given an adult punishment.
One point to add to what the gentleman said on his side is there is 3 years maximum penalty now. Three years. If you're juvenile.
At the moment.
Wait. What Swati also raised was a point. What you raised also consider. Now I'm putting this into the pot. Consider taking that up from 7 years to 10 years in a juvenile home.
We are saying that.
My question is that Jyoti, she was pursuing her studies in medicine, and this 17-year-6-months old who has created this dastardly, heinous act of a brutal rape and murder. Are we prepared and ready that if our daughters and our sisters who are pursuing such a higher education tomorrow they are raped by such a juvenile?
Would we say the same thing? And that's actually what Asha's mother, that's actually what Asha said, that anyone who's saying this, would they say it about their own child? Do you want to come in on that?
Ma'am, I would like to put a view to the BJP spokesperson, ma'am, here. Ma'am, you said that
this is something which is non-repairable. No, the app, the person is damaged beyond repair.
Yeah.
That.
What's the question?
That is a very crass statement to make, I suppose, because humankind survives on hope.
She didn't say anything like that. I didn't say anything I said if the case where the person is beyond repair and it is such a heinous crime, then in that case.
Okay, Satvik, you want to comment there?
Barkha, I think we also need to understand a couple of important legal issues. First and foremost, an important tenet of our criminal jurisprudence is actually reformation and not retribution. It is rehabilitation and not punishment. And as Derek pointed out, there is a study that's been conducted by human rights organizations. Not only do we not have juvenile justice boards across the country, but there was a study that called all our juvenile homes as India's hell homes. You know why? Because it is the collective failure of our society. We don't even have the basic facilities. One second, Barkha. I have a point. I want to answer Shivam. He made an interesting point on how do we make the assessment. And the reason why this juvenile in the Nirbhaya case has been sent, as per the existing law, he cannot be in a juvenile detention home for more than 3 years, but he's sent off to an NGO.
Yeah.
It is provided under the Act, and he's going to be monitored for a continuous period.
That's what she said.
He will be
rehabilitated,
he will be given a job. But there is also a psychiatric evaluation that is done to determine whether or not he has been, and I think that the High Court judgment that was referred to, it was the contention of the petitioners that he hasn't reformed and he's been radicalized.
Which is the same contention, by the way, that we faced in the Supreme Court. Okay, I'm going to give all of you 30 seconds to make your concluding remarks. One question.
How do we know?
Ma'am, there's a criteria of age demarcation in the new amendment of 16 to 18. Why is there a criteria of only 16 to 18? After some time, if a person of age 15 does the same crime, won't the same question come again? Irrespective of the age demarcation, every case should go to the justice board.
Okay, now one quick poll and then everybody gets 30 seconds for concluding remarks. Those of you who believe that there should be an option, and I agree with Derek, it can't be decided by television studios, but it's a slice of public opinion and you'll have to engage with that as politicians. Those of you who believe that the law needs to change and we need to have the option to look at 16 to 18 as an exceptional age group, please raise your hand. As an option. And that's the majority of people raising a hand. Those of you who think it would be a dangerous precedent and actually misunderstands what many young people are going through, please raise your hand. And that's a few hands going up. So we will hear from this young girl on why she thinks it's a problem.
I'll make 4 points.
Just quickly make 1 point. I'm out of time.
Though we have the data that there is an increase in crimes committed by juvenile, but and a fear of recidivism come.
Yeah.
But in Justice Verma Committee, it's written clearly that there is a decrease in recidivism. In 2010, it was 8.9%. Which is actually a very small number, and it has decreased to 6.9% in 2011.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we should also
pick up on that and convert that into something. All right, 30 seconds, everybody. Really, by the clock, Ishwar, I'll start with you. Closing remarks.
You know, on a day after, there were three minors who raped, or rather juveniles, who raped a minor girl, a seven-year-old. I think this debate is very poignant. We should take it seriously because she is in no state to report the case.
Yeah.
So she is not one of your statistics that goes in there. She will not be able to probably
fair
survive.
Point. So we have to think of the unreported. Yeah. Shireen, 30 seconds, please.
Yeah, well, we need to think of all the juvenile system that exists now. Make it work. Put in money. We spend less than 1% of our overall budget on child protection. Make this system work. Create a longer. Make. There is a section. Look at that.
So work on the juvenile system.
Maybe extend the insult and heinous crimes. Extend the period of time.
Which is a direct suggestion.
Please don't put 16-year-olds into adult prisons. They just become more criminal.
Barkha, 30 seconds. Really, I'm really on the clock. Yeah.
Barkha, the ends of justice means justice for all. I think it has to be justice for the young boy. It also has to mean justice for the parents of Jyoti. We also need to pay attention to the fact that out of the four who were convicted, one of them committed suicide. And that just tells
us
what supposedly committed suicide or was hanged or killed. So my short point is ends of justice means justice for all. and it should not only be done but seen.
We have to understand one thing. There is a difference between blanket immunity, conditional immunity. All countries want their people to be reformed, juvenile or adult.
Yeah.
No Western country allows blanket immunity. Talking about rape, somebody comes and does terrorism at 17 years, 9 months, you will put him in a reform home.
No, he gave the example. Sathvi gave the example of that exception. Dr. Rajesh.
We have to strengthen the existing system like Child Welfare Committee, Juvenile Justice Board, observation homes. Look at this, their situation is pathetic. So we need to invest first and then start talking about
Shivam. I think the boy in the Nirbhaya case is also a victim of Ram Singh's exploitative acts. Of
Ram Singh being his employer.
His employer, the bus driver who committed suicide. He's a victim of society, of our collective failure. And we should not demonize him and say just hang him and then the problem is over.
China,
it's not.
China.
Legislation can only be modified in a mature way if parliament functions. Let the Rajya Sabha function. Let everyone put their views, deliberate, discuss and come to a conclusion.
Last word here.
I'm not going to take political cheap shots because this is not a place to take political cheap shots.
Okay, come on.
If you think that's unfortunate.
Come on, focus on the issue.
No, I'm focused. I only have to make 2 points.
Yes.
One is, if we need to relook at the legislation passed by Lok Sabha, the serious stuff, it's been passed by Lok Sabha, form a select committee in the next 3 days, get them.
Why does it need another select committee?
I'll tell you why. Because there are 6-7 unanswered issues on this.
You can talk listen, about Barka, parliament.
75% of these kids who create these crimes, their family income is less than 3,000 a month. And you're asking television studios to put up your hands and you say everyone is... It's our fault, yeah? Why are we blaming anybody else?
So why
you're blaming... It's our fault,
parliament.
Your fault, my fault.
Why can't that be parliament?
I am only making a thing. She said here from the BJP, the time has come to change the law. I say, yes, the time has come to change the law, but you're not on a stopwatch. Please... I'm giving you a solution.
Okay, quickly.
Form the select committee. Give them only 6 weeks. Then let the responsible legislators in Rajya Sabha bring their amendments to the bill passed in Lok Sabha. And is above, rise above politics. If some of those amendments have to be passed in Rajya Sabha, they'll be passed. They'll go back to the Lok Sabha. They will pass. And we will have a new law.
Well, we look forward to hearing all of you debate this in Parliament. Given the importance it deserves, we'll have to leave it there. It's a very, very difficult thing to do to hold a TV program on this. Because I see the point that we reflect only one sliver of society. That we can't get into every complexity. That it's a high, volatile, emotional conversation. But it's one that we must have. And we hope you'll have it in Parliament. And discuss this legislation threadbare. Leaving it there. Thank you very much.